Hi everyone, welcome to Baby Steps Nutrition, a podcast that focuses on nutrition, health, and wellness for families of children of all ages and stages. I'm your host, Argavon Neil Forouche, a pediatric dietitian and mom of two young children. My goal is to bring you impactful information that you can apply every day in a simplified, practical form to make life easier. Now let's get into today's conversation. March is Women's History Month. It is an annual celebration that highlights the significant and powerful contributions of women to events in history and society. I've been thinking about this topic quite a bit and what it means to me. The biggest reason why I launched my podcast, my passion project, is getting to know the stories behind changemakers, leaders, and trailblazers who are doing incredible work in their fields to move humanity forward. Historically, much of literature have not only failed to recognize the great accomplishments of women, rather they excluded women altogether. The majority of stories have been told through the lens of men. In the 20th century, that changed dramatically. Women wanted their voices heard, their power exerted, and their impact recognized. In the late 1970s, with the persistence and tireless effort of five women in Northern California, their movement went national. In 1980, President Jimmy Carter declared the week of March 8 National Women's History Week. Several years later, Congress passed a law which made History Week into History Month across the country. Today, women are making headlines for feats and accomplishments, highlighting to young girls that they are makers of history and helping boys understand and appreciate the female experience. The number one reason why bias exists in the first place is because we fail to see people for who they are and what they represent. I am a woman of color, raising a daughter. I come from a long line of women who were faced with immense struggles, who challenged unthinkable barriers, prejudices, and patriarchal domination to pave their path towards freedom and equality. That's where my own story begins. I was born in Tehran, the capital of Iran, in the early 1980s to two highly educated parents who came from privileged families. My father is a middle child of three. My mother is the oldest of three. My father studied abroad and pursued a doctorate degree, while my mother, more than a decade younger, completed an advanced degree and stayed close to home. After a brief meeting and a few encounters, my parents married. Less than a year later, my brother and I were born, another set of fraternal twins in our family. For the first 5 years of my life, I remember periods of calm, stability, and happiness when I was among family and friends, being a typical curious, playful, and fun-loving young girl. I celebrated themed birthdays, attended magnificent family gatherings, and went to preschool, where, like many children, I learned the foundation for learning and socialization. Then there was the war, the Iran-Iraq War, which happened in September of 1980, 7 months before I was born, which lasted 8 years, and later in August of 1988, ended with a stalemate. I was too young to recall details, but I remember sounds of alarms and sirens warning civilians to take cover from bombs, loved ones walking around with fear and uncertainty, and news reports covering the insurmountable pain and destruction that was happening in both countries. Most of history will recall the war between Iran and Iraq as one of the most destructive conflicts of the 20th century, with various estimates of casualties totaling millions. In fall of 1987, my life forever changed. My parents made a painful decision to leave everything behind to pursue a safer and more hopeful life for their young twins. While the original intent was to live in Europe, where we had acquaintances, the rampant racism and lack of acceptance of immigrants changed our trajectory, and we ended up in Toronto, Canada, in December of 1987, during one of the biggest snowstorms and the pending recession of the early 1990s. So, here they are, two people completely terrified and unfamiliar to the difficulties of life as immigrants, with young twins to raise and only a few suitcases of essentials in tow. That included a blanket, which if you ask anyone with a similar story, they can completely relate. Our family began this new chapter in our lives. My father was working various shifts, including overnight and blue-collar jobs. My mother was enrolling in language classes to learn English while looking for employment. Meanwhile, we were living in community housing with other immigrants who also had nowhere else to go. As the years went by, as the experiences took place, some for the better and many for the worse, my parents never gave up and were determined to improve our family's situation by moving to better neighborhoods as they were able to afford. Like so many people with similar stories, life taught us resilience, grit, strength, and most of all, gratitude. Today, my children are incredibly lucky to be living a life of immense love, comfort, safety, and unlimited opportunities, thanks to the sacrifices of the generations that came before them. My memory may not be vivid, my knowledge of history may not be extensive, but one thing that I always carry with me is the love and support I felt from my parents and my close family abroad. That alone means we were able to survive, and then later, thrive. We are all under the unifying label of the diaspora, the human, intellectual, and cultural capital that immigrants have brought to the United States and worldwide must be acknowledged. For every woman, man, and child deserve to live a life of liberation, dignity, and equality. After all, if we are not working towards healing humanity, then it begs the question, what are we actually doing? In the words of Maya Angelou, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. I want to wish you all a happy Women's History Month. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Baby Steps Nutrition Podcast with your host, Argavan Neelforush. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into all the tips and tricks you and your family can use to make daily life a little easier. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, please leave a rating and review, share with others, and follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Baby Steps Nutrition Podcast. As always, you can head over to babystepsnutrition.com to sign up for our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. See you next time. Tune in. Feel great.